Welcome to Local Music Somewhere, where your voice is always heard on our Beats radio and media streaming service for today's hot and trending topics. Now let's get into it.
Hey everyone, welcome to Local Music Somewhere here on rbeats.com. I'm Annalise, and here today we have Eli Yacinth. He is a singer, songwriter, and producer, and is currently at Berklee College of Music. And he is here today to talk about his new single, Run Away With Me. Eli, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So I have a question for you. So tell me about your musical journey and where it all began.
I've been singing my whole life. Like, I grew up in the church with my mom singing hymns and stuff. And I didn't really get the bug, I wouldn't say, until like I was like 10 years old and my dad started teaching me how to play guitar, which I hated. And eventually, like after a while of my hands hurting and just like crying and like being so dramatic about it, I kind of got over it. And I found some artists who really inspired me and got me excited. And it just kind of all went from there. So.
Yeah, is that like the big push for you that like really encouraged you to like keep going with it, was like having inspiration from other people?
Yeah, for sure. Like, not only on the scale of like artists that I really look up to who are like huge in the industry and stuff, but like even just people in my hometown who were doing it and playing shows like in downtown Statesville and stuff. A lot of those people, just like seeing them play live, and it just looked like so much fun. And I was like, I want to do that, so.
Awesome. Yeah. So tell me about your new song that you just released, Run Away With Me. Like, what was the inspiration behind that? And like, how did you get to recording and producing it?
Yeah. So it was like a song that I didn't really want to write, because it's kind of, like we all sort of have a muse. And this one was definitely me coming back again at a point when I had thought that I was like done, like talking about this situation. And, I wasn't. It's like, and it was like, and that, I don't know, it's like really easy for me to write about romantic interests. I'm sure that's not original to me, but yeah, that's always come so easy. So I always sit down and really want to write about something else. I feel like that's one of the things I sort of struggle with lately, is I feel like I have so much more to say about the world and like things that are going on around me. But it's so easy to write about love. I mean, that's like,
oh yeah, it's the universal language, you know, like along with music, it's like, you know, it's impossible to like not want to write about that. Like, is that like one of the main driving forces for your music?
Yeah, for sure. And like, whether it be love in like the romantic sense, or also just like love as far as like the love that I show myself, or the love that I hope like other people show each other, like worldwide, you know what I mean? Like that, I think that's pretty much what it's all about, at least for me. But yeah, so this song was definitely, it was sort of just like there's a lot of desperation in the song, I feel like. It's just kind of saying to this person, like, do you think about me anymore? Like, you know, like if he had the chance, like, could we run away? Like, whatever, like type thing, you know? So it was just,
yeah, it's emotional, and it's like, you know, you're putting out everything onto that. So that's really inspirational for a lot of artists to be able to relate to that, I'm sure. So I know you're a solo artist, but I've also noticed that you're a part of a band as well. So how did you get started with them?
That's a good question. I don't know if it was like 2015 or something like that. But I went to Statesville High School, and I was like in a rock band class there, and I met a drummer named Jalen Higgins, and I I'd been doing gigs for a little while, like downtown, just like solo stuff, and I ended up like wanting to start a trio, and so I got my friend Jalen, and then I met one of my good friends named Craig Malls, who plays bass. I met him in Statesville at a show that he was playing around Christmas time, and we got together and just started playing tunes, and it was all covers at this point. It was just so much fun. And from there, the band just grew and grew and grew and has changed, you know, especially since I moved up to Berklee. Just been meeting new people and stuff. And so, yeah, sometimes it's eight people. It goes from anywhere from like six to eight of us in the band at a time. So kind of depends on the gig.
Are most of them here, or some of them in Boston as well?
Yeah, most of them are in Boston right now. The guys that I play with, Trey Tarzia, who's a phenomenal musician. He is from Concord, actually. Mm-hmm. So he and I ended up going to Berkeley at the same time. So so he's up there with me, and then I've got the rest of the band is all made up of people from Berkeley, so that I met up in Boston.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing that you're growing a community of sorts, like within your music and everything as well. And I know you've been releasing music on streaming platforms since 2022. How has that process evolved from when you first started releasing music to now?
Yeah, it's funny because, I mean, honestly, in the grand scope of things, I really haven't released that much music. I think now, though, I just have such a different philosophy on it. And, like, I even sort of started figuring this out, like, as I was first releasing that original stuff, where it was, like, there's a point of, I think, perfectionism that, like, we all have as artists to want something to be, like, at a certain level before we release it. And I've really tried to adopt the philosophy of being happy with, you know, where something's at and putting it out and being able to look back in years and years and years and kind of see the evolution of what I've done, as opposed to like waiting around and never releasing anything because I want it to be like this perfect thing. And so I kind of love the sort of like change I see my music go through. That's been something I've been able to adopt and like appreciate more. So it's a lot easier for me to like let go of these songs and be like, I need to put them out into the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I did a little bit of that even with some of my earlier stuff, like I Feel Good Inside. There's like a part that's completely gibberish, and that part was like originally on the demo. And I was riding down the street one day, and I was listening to the demo, and I heard the gibberish part, and I was just like banging my head, like I was feeling the song so much. And I eventually like arrived at this point where I was just like, dude, this is crazy, because if I can feel something from this, and I'm not even saying anything, and like, if I can feel something from this, then someone else can too. So like, I remember I had been like really struggling as to like what I should write for that part. So I ended up saying like, I'm just going to leave it how it is. Like, it's going to be gibberish, and that's what it is. And I released it like that. And I love doing stuff like that and like trying to show my personality through my music. And like, at the end of the day, I'm a goofball. So that's, I try not to take myself too seriously and like portray that in the stuff that I write. But yeah, my process has definitely changed, and I don't think I have that as much of a perfectionist mindset with the music anymore. But it's nice because I really want to get to a point where I'm just releasing stuff pretty soon after I write it, you know. A lot of times I'll sit on music for a long time. So I'm going to drop this album and then hopefully be releasing stuff that's new even to me, you know, just sort of like writing it, recording it, mix it down really quick and just put it out there. I think that's like where I would be the happiest. So,
well, you mentioned an album. Can mm-hmm. you kind of like go more into that?
Yeah.
Like what's the process like with creating that?
So this album is sort of, it's a lot of different stuff that I've written over the years. Some of it's pretty old. You know, some of it I was like starting back when I released my first tunes, and other songs I, you know, just finished like a month ago. Runaway With Me is the first single off the album. And I think I'm going to do 3 or 4. I don't know. I'm ready to put it out so I can like move. I have so much like new stuff that I've been working on, and especially being up at Berkeley, like my writing has changed. So,
yeah.
But yeah, so the album, it's like new and old stuff, and it's called Patience. Patience is the theme of the album, and I take it like quite literally. Like, I'm trying to even now like be patient with like putting it out and like finishing it up, and it's been a real testament to just like patience in the sense of like self-love, you know, like being patient with myself and like taking time to understand that like things don't come in a day, you know, things don't come overnight, especially in this industry. And I think that's pretty universal, but just patience with like I don't know, with other people in all forms. I think this album for me kind of encompasses like just me wanting to take time, whether it be like romantically or like in my friendships or with school, like finishing school. And it was really important to me that I took it literally and like didn't rush this album. So yeah, even now I'm finishing up some stuff that's going to be on it, and like I'm planning to release it not too long from now. So
oh, that's awesome. Yeah. How many songs are on, if I can ask?
I think it's going to be like 15, honestly.
Oh, nice.
I'll probably end up releasing more like 13 or something. Like, yeah. A few might get cut. that I just want to like keep working on, but I think it's going to be up there, definitely above 12. So
yeah, that's a really solid album number. I ask because like in this industry now, especially, like I feel like limited, like music is so limited now in some albums, and it's just like, you know, I miss like the old like LPs, you know, like where it's like you really get like a full body of work.
Yeah, no, I love it. And I'm like, I'm super excited. This will be my first album I've ever released. And I really feel like I've put myself into it, you know, like the songs, there's so much range as far as like the style of each song. I feel like changes a lot, and it's just a really personal project to me. So,
oh, that's awesome. Now, I know you go to Berklee College of Music, and I think you're about to graduate soon from
one more year.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Oh my gosh. How exciting, though. So what is the biggest lesson that you've learned from being at school there?
That's a hard question. I mean, I've learned so much. As far as like from a musical perspective, I would say that Berklee's like their ear training and harmony courses have really opened me up. Like my ears just so much better than when I went in. And like just being able to understand music that I hear, like what's going on, like especially harmonically, has been a huge game changer for me. And to sort of be able to bring some of that knowledge to my writing, you know, I don't know. It'd be hard for me to pick one thing. I mean, I've just grown so much in my personal life since I've been there, you know, like as far as like the way that I carry myself and like what I choose to spend my time on and like the way I take care of my body, my spirit, you know, has evolved since I've been there. But then also I've learned a lot of lessons as far as like the music industry and like where I want to sit within that. And I think one of the big ones is just sort of that, like, you get out what you put in. And I think that's like for wherever you are, but definitely being at school has shown me, you know, you can come into this amazing place with all these like really great professors and teachers and all these resources. But at the end of the day, like if you don't make anything of it and like apply yourself, then like you're not going to get anything out of it. So I think I've just learned that it really like boils down to me and like, you know,
I choose to
take advantage of the situation. So.
Oh my gosh, yes, that's wise words right there. For sure, because I know for me personally, like at times you can definitely feel like, oh, am I not getting the proper education? But to know, like, you know, you can get other forms of education like wherever you are. It doesn't have to be like the most top thing, but like when you are able to learn and you're able to grow, like in any place, like that's the most important thing for sure.
Yeah, and I always tell people, I'm like, you do not have to go to Berklee to learn what they're teaching us, like at all.
Right.
You do not need to be there. It's for me, it's been like a really fortunate situation that I've been able to go there. But there's definitely like downfalls to being at a university like that, I would say as well. But it's all what you make of it. So, you know.
Perfect. Yeah. So I've seen you've been performing live a lot, and what has been one of your favorite places to perform live? Like what is one performance that really sticks out to you in your mind?
Yeah, I love house venues. Like in Boston, there's a lot of house shows, like basement shows. And those have been my favorite just because like I think I spent a lot of time, especially like when I was first starting, like playing a lot of corporate gigs and stuff. And so it would definitely be like, it would be like a cool venue or whatever, but it'd be like this giant field or something. And everybody's like 100 feet from us, and I don't know, there's a point where I lose touch sort of with the audience, you know. And it's like I always have fun because at the end of the day, honestly, I'm just playing with my boys, like I'm playing with the guys, like we're just making music. But I love these house venues in Boston that just get like, they're packed with like all my friends and stuff, and like just like a little basement, but it'll just be like packed with people all the way up to the front, just like sweaty and hot and like just playing music. It's very I don't know, it's just like a different experience. So definitely I would say there's a show I was gonna pick. We played a show at the beginning of this year, like the first show back was at a venue called Secret Island, which is a house venue that my friends threw together in Boston. And yeah, that was one of my favorites for sure.
Oh, wow, that sounds amazing. Like it just sounds like you have such amazing friends that are like so supportive of you and your career, as well as like y'all just supporting each other. That's amazing.
I've been super lucky.
Yeah. Well, one last question for you. where do you hope to see yourself in 5 years, like in your music career?
I really just want to be on the road, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't have too much, I just want to be traveling. I just want to be traveling and playing shows like as often as I can. So a tour would be nice, even if it's a small one, just kind of seeing the country and like traveling with my friends, playing music.
Yeah. Where would you want to go?
It'd be cool to do like a West Coast thing because I've never been out there.
But
really all over. Yeah.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome. All right. Well, we're going to take a little break here, but we'll be right back with Eli Yacinth, and he will be performing his new songs, Run Away With Me, as well as One More Night. Welcome back to Local Music Somewhere. We are here with Eli Yacinth. And before we get right into his performance, we're going to be asking him a couple of questions. So this is kind of like a game of like, would you rather?
Okay, sweet.
So we're going to be putting some questions up on the board here and we'll see what we got. So would you rather play in Charlotte at the Panthers Stadium or play in LA for a small group of music executives?
I feel like honestly it'd be cool to play in the Panther Stadium.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, very hometown, like, you know, like get like everybody like going in the stadium.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Next question. Would you rather sign a 6-album record deal or be a music influencer with millions of followers on Instagram?
Probably the music influencer as opposed to signing.
Ooh, why so?
I don't think I want to sign to a label or like even when it comes to my albums and stuff. I don't just want to have the freedom when it comes to like the production and the writing and everything.
Yeah, so, that's valid. Yeah. Everything can be a little bit controlling nowadays. So, you know, like having that freedom to be able to do creatively is like so important for sure. All right. We got next one now. All right. Would you rather perform on a cruise ship around Europe for a week or the Sphere in Las Vegas for one night?
Definitely the Las Vegas, I think.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like, why so?
I don't know. I feel like Vegas will be more my vibe than like the cruise ship thing for some reason.
Mm.
And the Sphere, I've never seen it, but it sounds cool. So.
Yeah, it does sound cool.
Sounds like a cool venue, so yeah.
I've definitely known of people who have had a really great time there. So yeah, I think that would definitely work for you. All right, next question. Would you rather have an amazing voice / vocal range or be able to play any instrument?
Maybe the amazing voice vocal range, I think.
Oh, nice. Why so?
I think the singing is such a huge part. I don't know. I feel like I definitely want to make vocal music. So like I want to keep my voice, like I want to be able to write songs and sing them, and being able to play every instrument will be really cool though too.
For sure. Yeah.
But I think it's just cool to be able to like sit down. I'm guessing if I choose the first one, I can still play guitar.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Then,
I feel like
I want to be able to sit down and sing songs and just play, you know?
Yeah. I think it's more of like instantaneously, like, you know, either have this ability or that ability.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Next one. Okay. Would you rather be in a band that makes amazing music, both bandmates who are mean, or a band that has nice people but make bad music?
Definitely the second one. Definitely the second one.
Yeah. Because I feel like... Yeah, I mean, I have my answer, but what would be your answer?
The second one, because I've really learned that, like, it's weird because, like, you could be in a band, like, I don't know about, like, the whole, like, making bad music, because what I've found is that, like, even if you're playing with people who, like, really care about it, then the fact is, like, they're going to put in the time and effort to, like, try and make it sound as good as they can, / like, work with you over time to do that, so, like... It really ends up with a better result, I think, in the long run.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Because you can always work on that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like they're gonna like care about what you're doing though. So they're gonna put in the time. So
that's a good point.
You might be surprised
with
what you come out with, you know?
Yeah. And I also just think of like it being a better vibe overall.
Yeah.
As opposed to like being around mean people.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Eli, are you ready to start performing?
So I gotta tune this up because I tuned it low. Let me see.
All right. And you're going to be performing Run Away With Me?
I'm going to do One More Night With You.
One More Night With You and then Run Away With Me. All right, perfect.
This is the tuning song.
Love that.
I'm glad this thing has a tuner on it.
That's helpful for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, this is called One More Night With You. This one's out too, so
perfect.
Anybody wants to check it out.
All right. We have Eli Yacinth with One More Night With You.
Test. 1, 2, 3. All right. Oh, got you. How's that? Been so long, I've been so high. Can't remember how it feels to lay my eyes on you. Lately, I can't seem to fall for someone new. Bittersweet, I have to say. 'Cause finally I'd made my peace with solitude, with an overwhelming list of useless things to do. Late September breezes come with thoughts of you, and I'm bound to slip away. Hey, give me one, no, give me one more night with you, give me one more night with you. 'Cause it's getting colder every evening, and I hate myself for leaving. Do you think about me, times we had? Or does it hurt too much to think about the love we had? Love we had. It's been so long, I've been set free. Pray to God that things are looking up for me. But can I feed the flame 1,000 miles away? Is it fading as we speak? In 6 months' time, I'm on a flight, I'm on my way. But I've got so many complicated things to say. And what am I to do so far away from you? Am I bound to slip away? Give me one, no, give me one more night with you. Give me one more night with you. 'Cause it's getting colder every evening, and I hate myself for leaving. Do you think about me, times we had? Does it hurt too much to think about one more night with you? One more night with you. One more night with you. No, 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 no. One more night with you. Can you give me one more night? Is it too much to ask? I'm dying for your love. Will this feeling never pass? I want you here so I can hold you in my arms. Cause I miss your warm embrace, your bright yet subtle charm. And I want, cause it's all, said it's all I've ever known.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Ooh.
I just set it back here.
Yeah. All right. Now we're going to go into Run Away With Me. Oh, I love that song.
Thank you so much.
It's so catchy. Am I getting some like jazz influence in there?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of jazz influence like across all my music for sure. I definitely like, I want to say that I play jazz, but like I take so much from that world for sure.
Yeah. Who are some of your musical influences?
Definitely. D'Angelo and the Vanguard, a guy named Lobby Siffre. He's one of like my favorite songwriters of all time. I would say also James Taylor, since I've been pretty little, he's been a big influence on me. Mm-hmm. Men I Trust, who had a huge influence on the sound of that song. I like the guitars and the drums and even the vocals too. And yeah, there's a ton for sure.
Oh, that's awesome.
Recently, Tribe Called Quest, too. A lot of hip-hop. Tribe Called Quest and The Far Ooh, Side and stuff. So
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, you got so many influences on that. Like, yeah. How would you describe, like, your process in, like, do you usually start with a melody or is there a beat that comes to mind when it comes to songwriting or is it just, like...
It depends, yeah. A lot of times I start, like, me just sitting down at the guitar. It's either me sitting down at the guitar or me sitting down at the computer and like programming like a loop or something like that. So, melodies usually come after chords for me. It's weird. I can either write a song in like 15 minutes or I write a song in like 2 years. So,
it changes just depending on like the song and everything that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does real life kind of like influence that as well? Like, you know, like, cause for me, for sure, like changing of feelings kind of, you know, changes depending on how I write a song.
But, for sure. Like my life, when it gets really busy, it's hard to finish stuff. Like, especially when I'm at school, and it's really hard to finish stuff. But then, yeah, like there's a lot of songs that I'll start about a situation and then, you know, I never end up finishing it until like, you know, sometime later when I'm not feeling the same anymore. So a lot of times like songs will change meaning for me or I'll finish them, you know, differently than I started them, because it's really hard for me to finish a song about a feeling that I'm not experiencing anymore. So I try to always pretty much just write about how I'm feeling right now. Any song that I write, when I sit down to write it, it's like that's what it's coming from my heart, you know what I mean? It's really hard for me to revisit and try and pull up like a past situation and write from that perspective for some reason. I'm sure something I'll try at some point. Right now, it just feels really good to use it as sort of a therapy and like get out what's on my mind. So,
yeah, I know for me personally, like when songs come back up, like from when I previously released them, they have a different meaning, like than they do now. And then I can kind of associate it with something different. Has that happened for you with certain songs that you've released?
For sure. Yeah. And it's really cool because I have to like look back on songs that I wrote so long ago and, you know, be able to see the old meaning in it and like the nostalgia in that song. But then also, like you said, like it takes on a new life, you know, I can apply it to new circumstances, new situations that I find myself in. So yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. Like having that sort of talent to be able to create different like lyricism through experiences and everything like that. Like what's a song that you've written where the experience was so meaningful for you or so like impactful? Like which song would you say like really showcases like your view on the world, I should say?
Yeah. That's a hard one. As far as my view on the world, I'm not really sure because I haven't written too many songs about anything but like romance.
Yeah, that's right.
Which the album is coming. So I definitely would say there's a song called Borrowed Time that's on the album that I really love. And it just kind of speaks to like I found... I can tell you the lyrics actually. It's like things that I want to remember. So I say like that my time is borrowed and these chords are too. There's so much pain and silence and so much love in the truth. And like, I guess it was just kind of like at one point I was feeling like I didn't want to write songs because I felt like I was writing something that I'd already written before. And I was like, this is so annoying. Like, and so these chords are actually chords that I use in another song somewhere. And I decided to say like, screw it. Like, you know, I would much rather like sit down and write something like everything is borrowed, like nothing is mine, like everything is temporary. And that goes for like music, you know, like this lifetime, you know, like everything. So I kind of sat down with that perspective in mind as I wrote that song and decided that it was so much more beneficial and so much more like full of love that I would like sit down and write. Regardless of the fact that like this wasn't like completely new or whatever. And that's kind of where the line comes, you know, there's so much pain and silence and so much love in the truth. So that one's definitely special to me. But they all hold like a special place in my heart. And I would say like as a collective work, I really love this album and I want to see like take on its own life. But the EP that I Feel Good Inside is on is like definitely huge. Just sort of like representation of how I love. And yeah, it's kind of like a little story. So that one's also like really special to me.
Oh, that does sound so special. Well, Eli, thank you so much for being with us today. Be on the lookout for Patience coming soon.
Yeah. Within the next like 3 or 4 months, I'm dropping the whole thing. So
awesome. Yeah. Well, do you want to shout out your socials to the people watching?
Eli Yacinth Music. If you type in ELI, YACINTHE, Eli Yacinth Music. It's a long one, but yeah, and I've got another single from the album called Swan and Noah Song coming out June 7th. So excited
for that. Well, thank you so much, Eli, for being here with us.
Thanks, Annalise. Thank you
so much. Yeah, and you can catch more on rbeats.com. Listen in for more on everything local music somewhere. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Always remember, with you, we are. Our Beats podcasting crew wants to take this moment to thank you for listening to Our Beats Radio and Media Streaming Network.